은혜 받으실 하나님의 말씀은 신약성경 고린도전서
Reading scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:5.
고린도전서
1 Corinthians 13:5. Love does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Amen.
Today I will deliver the message about spiritual love, which doesn't take into account a wrong suffered, based on Love Chapter Lectures by Senior Pastor. The title is, If You Love. You may say, title is If You Love. Well, if you love, then, you know, you not only, you know, take account a wrong suffered, but you don't, you know, do evil. But too wide, isn't it? Too big. Well, I may tell you later, you know, this, you know, a wrong suffered or a wicked thought or the cause of all sin. Because of this thought, you know, you become arrogant, you brag, and you do, you know, jealousy. But as the love chapter says, if you love, you know, love is not arrogant, love does not greedy, love is not greedy. Well, in conclusion, because you don't have love, you take into account a wrong suffered, and sin comes from wicked thought. So, that's why I decided that the title is If You Love. Well, let me tell you three things first. You know, in what situations you take into account a wrong suffered. And I'm going to tell you about the relationships between sin and evil, and how to get rid of this, you know, evil, a form of evil. Well, our own strength, we cannot find evil, and we cannot get rid of it. You know, to make each of us a true child of God, you know, God is enduring with us again and again. So thanks to the Father God's help, we can cast away our evil and be sanctified. Of course, there may be difficulties from time to time in the race of faith to be changed into God's true children. So, I urge you to think of the love of God that is unchangingly waiting for you, and rather rejoice and give thanks. I pray in the name of the Lord that you accomplish true love and become true fruit of Father God's love. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it is said, love does not take into account a wrong suffered. So what is wrong suffered? It is something evil. Anything that is not in agreement with God's will, it is evil. Let me tell you again. Anything that is not in agreement with God's will is evil. Evil. So, there are too many though, right? So, let me explain in more detail what it is to take into account a wrong suffered. There are three general aspects. So I hope you will check yourself, and if you find anything, I urge you to cast it off. The first is your thought that you want something to go wrong with your people. Let me give you some examples. Say, when you listen to this example, well, check your life and what kind of feeling you have, okay? Let's say there is a neighbor that you don't like or you dislike, and you want something bad happen to that neighbor. You know, when the neighbor is praised, you don't rejoice. Okay? Now, let me give you another example. You are a student. You want to be a number one, but you are the second, and your friend always number one. Well, I'm so thankful to be number two. Well, okay. Just put yourself into this example situation, okay? So you want to be number one, but your friend is number one all the time. Well, to become number one, you want your friend to study a little bit, you know, less than you are, okay? Another example. You quarreled with someone, and you think, I hope that person, you know, fall down. Or something bad happens to him, you think, so good, you know, I knew it would happen to him. Well, you may say, I knew that's going to happen to him. When you heard me, what did you think? Well, since you want to change, you may say, you know, that's too evil. How can you think, you know, how can you hope that something bad, you know, to happen to that man? If you don't rejoice, if you don't want your friend to become number one, or if you want something bad to, something bad to happen to your neighbor, it is the thought of not good, not goodness, right? But you have to think about it again. You may say, well, it is good, you know, generally, you know, it is good to, you know, think something good happened to my friend. So I don't have such, you know, thought. Well, you may think like that, but think again. When you don't rejoice when your friend is praised, you are evil, or you have evil thought. If you want to convey the weak points of your friend to someone, that is evil. When something bad thing happened to your family, or I mean your friend, and if you don't have mercy for your friend, you have evil thought. Well, let me give you a detailed message. Let's say you started a restaurant. Now, the restaurant went well. You were doing a good job. Suddenly, I mean, gradually, customers, the number of customers getting decreased. You looked around and you found very similar restaurant around your, near your restaurant. And you found customers who used to come to your restaurant are now going to that restaurant. What do you think about that? My gosh, you know, don't they have any moral? You know, I have similar restaurant. They have to open restaurant somewhere else. That customer said, you know, the food in my restaurant is the best. And he's going to that restaurant? Man, I don't like that man. Or, I don't think the restaurant has anything good. Why does it have, you know, more customers than mine? Well, you have evil thought then. There are many evil thoughts, especially you have jealousy and envy. Because you got no love, you have envy and jealousy. Even though you don't think that, you know, I want something bad, you know, happen to that man. Well, even if you don't think like that, when someone is prosper, I mean, someone is having something in a prosperous, then if you don't rejoice, then it is evil thought. Well, if you love, then you will rejoice together when your rival is going well. And then because of that evil thought, you cannot receive blessing. That's the more important thing. Since you have evil thought in you, you cannot please Father God. Since you don't please Father God, you cannot receive answer. You cannot receive blessing. Well, fleshly people can understand what I'm saying. Well, my business is not going well because of my evil thought? What's going on? I'm just, well, what does it have to do with my, with blessing of my restaurant? Well, you know that fortune and misfortune is decided by Father God. Father God created something from nothing. And you know that Father God is Almighty and He governs everything. So when we are sanctified and changed, we receive blessing. And we know that, right, as mommy members. Now, in this situation, what should we do? First, we have to find a spiritual reason why your business is not good. Or you have to find whether you have a wall before Father God. You have to find any spiritual reason. Once you find it, you have to repent and break down the wall. And then you found you have evil, I mean, you have jealousy and envy, right? Now, so you repented of it. And then you have to find the good points of that restaurant. Well, now you realize that because of an envy and jealousy, you have to repent of it because, you know, otherwise you become wall before Father God. And then you have to learn good things of the restaurant. Even though the restaurant, that restaurant opened later than yours, so there must be a reason that the restaurant is going well. So you have to learn it. If they cook good, then you have to learn it and study and, you know, develop, you know, other dishes. You have to make restaurant clean, and you have to provide, you know, better service to your customers. Instead of, you know, comparing yourself with that, the owner of the restaurant and have envy and jealousy, you have to realize that you were not, I mean, you fall behind of that rival. So you have to, you know, develop yourself. Now, second example. Well, when you check your, you know, exam, sometimes you find yourself, I'm not sure what is happening nowadays, but, you know, right after the exam, you know, teacher, you know, came in with the answer sheet, and we were able to, you know, get the, check our score after the test. And, you know, those students, you know, who got it wrong, you know, cheered. And then those, you know, who missed the question, you know, they got disappointed. So we can see who got the best score and who become number one. Now, your friend is number one and you are number two all the time. You want to be number one. And because of that friend, and you may think, I wish that friend, you know, my friend didn't study, you know, less than I did. Now, you check your score. Now, if you long for spiritual love, what should you do? Let's say your friend checked your score and, oh man, I missed it. Your friend, number one friend, you know, said this. Man, I missed it. And what did you feel? Well, he missed it, but I got it. I didn't miss anything. Now I think I can become number one. Well, you have evil thought. Now, what if your friend said, wow, I got everything perfect. Now, what if you say, why does he say like that? Nobody wants to know whether he got the perfect score or not. You shouldn't think like this, right? Well, when you miss the question, you don't like it. When you got it, you rejoice. And your friend is the same. When he missed the easy question, then you may think, well, he made a mistake. You know, how sorry he must be. Or when he got a better score than yours, then, man, it is hard to maintain number one. And he studied very well, so he must be so happy. You should be able to rejoice with that friend. And you should learn, you know, good things from your friend, and you have to pray to be better than your friend. And you have to pray wisely. Father, let him make mistake during the exam so that, you know, I can become number one. You shouldn't pray like that. Let him study well and let me study better than he does. So I want to become number one. You must be a wise prayer, right? When you pray like this and when you make an effort and when you become number one, that's true blessing, isn't it? Because Father God, you know, is pleased with you and he will give you strength to study well. Third example. Let's say your family is not evangelized well. You preached well, but your husband does not listen to you. He does not believe in the power of God. You know, he rather persecutes you when you go to church. Or, you know, you didn't do like that, but, you know, he says, since you go to church all the time, you don't care, you don't take care of your family. You know, he distorts the fact. Then the husband is not diligent either, you know. He's not diligent, you know, whenever he makes a mistake, you know, he rather puts blame on you, the wife. Or sometimes, you know, he persecutes you and hurts you. Now, one day, your husband got sick. Then, what should you think? Well, if you know spiritual love, then you have to be sorry, and you have to pray so that your husband healed easily. You should rather, you know, pray, giving intercessory prayer, and pray for him with love. But if you think, you know, he persecuted me when I went to church, that's why he got sick. You know, I hope he realized what he was doing wrong. Well, then you have to see what kind of heart you got. You reap what you sow. Okay? When people do evil, because of that evil, you know, people may experience some, you know, something not going in prosperously. Well, they have to realize it, and they have to learn that they have to walk the right way. Well, it is much better to realize that, you know, they were not doing something right, and they have to repent and turn back. Of course, it's better. However, you didn't have this kind of heart. Of course, you know, when your husband got in an accident or got sick, you know, you don't think, man, it's good. You didn't rejoice. However, you had some uneasy feeling when you were persecuted by your husband. And you wish that, you know, as he is sick, you want him to realize that what he was doing wrong. Now, don't you think it's evil that even though your husband is sick, you know, you want him to realize what he was doing wrong? Even if you say, I want him to repent, however, you are crafty enough to hide your evil thought. There are some wives who say, I wish, you know, my husband got in a car accident so that, you know, he realized, he was doing wrong and repent and turn back. There are some wives like that. Well, anyway, your husband repented and turned back. But there are husbands, you know, who got in a car accident. Well, senior pastor once heard this, and he said, you know, it must have been much better to pray that, you know, he could repent and turn back without getting a car accident. Even though you got good intention, if you don't get rid of evil, you cannot give, you know, prayer of goodness. When our shepherd is in the mountain during the Daniel prayer meeting, he watches GCN and takes care of, you know, all the members who are praying. When you see those people who don't cast off sin or evil, no, he gives intercessory prayer for them. And even though he doesn't see well, you know that, right? Even with that kind of dimmed eyes, he looked at the screen, and sometimes, you know, he put his hand on top of the screen and pray for our members who are praying during the Daniel prayer meeting. Even though he cannot pray with his hand on top of their head, you know, he puts his hand on the screen and pray. And transcending space and time, many people receive the blessing and answers to that. Well, since he committed sin, you know, he had to receive the retribution for that. Senior pastor has never think like that. He always prays for those sinners so that, you know, those sinners can understand the love of Father God and repent and turn back. And he gives intercessory prayer for those souls. And he prays so that, you know, they would not get sick. When they are healed or changed or came into spirit, you know, our shepherd rejoices. And there are so many people like that right here in this church. So if you have spiritual love, you always want something good happen to your neighbor. That's the will of our Lord too. Romans 12:14 says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Well, if you do not love, and if you do not bless for blessing for your family, for your friends, for your spouse, that's evil thought. Well, if something bad happened to your wife or husband or your friend, you think, good for him. I knew it would happen. That's evil. If you have true love in you, you will never think such an evil thing. Would you want your wife or husband to be sick or to get in a car accident? You will never like that. Then once you have this kind of evil thought, Father God cannot give you answer because you got this evil thought.
받느냐, 이런 것들이 차이가 나는 것을 볼 수가 있습니다. 마음에 참 사랑이 있으면 결코 이런 악한 생각을 하지 않습니다. 아내 그리고 남편 자녀를 사랑한다면
you would always want your dear wife or husband to be always healthy and free of any accidents because we don't have love in our heart. You know, we want something to go wrong with others. And we rejoice with other people's unhappiness. If you want something to go wrong with others, you want to know iniquities or weak points of other people, and you want to spread it. This is an example of taking into account a wrong suffered. And this is the thought that you should never have, you should never possess. So let me give you an example again. Say, you went to a meeting and somebody there was saying something bad about another person. If you are interested in paying attention to such conversation, then you have to check your heart. Why do you have to pay attention to it? Because you want to gossip, you want to convey that bad message. When people whisper, that you are curious what they were talking about. Then you also have the heart or thought, something, you know, something going wrong with others. You shouldn't listen to that kind of, you know, bad news. You should not listen to that kind of, you know, bad conversation. Man of truth should never listen. So that's why Father God says, do not hear or speak or see evil things. You know, our Lord said, you know, it's better to pluck out our eyes to go to hell, you know, I mean, instead of, you know, seeing those evil things and go to hell. Okay? That's what our shepherd said as well. So it's okay to hear such things because I love God. It's okay to say like that. Well, once you say or hear it or listen to it, it is planted in your heart and sometimes it comes up in your mind. Especially if you listen to those evil rumors about the man who manifests the power of God, and it's a great spiritual loss to you. You know, judging a man of God is judging God himself, and it becomes a great wall. And since you heard that kind of evil news, even if you witness the work of Father God's power, then you may come up with the evil thought in your mind. So you cannot receive grace. And you cannot receive strength even if you attend the worship service. So even if you don't put that in your mind and hear something, you know, evil or heard, you know, see evil or hear evil, then you have to repent and turn back. And if you find someone who does evil to you, you should always pray that something good will happen to them and pray for blessing for that man. The second aspect is the thought of judging and condemning others. Today, we find, you know, people think evil of others and say bad things about them so easily. You know, they slander and even criticize. And they think it's normal. You know, even though they judge and condemn. And when they think, you know, their judging was wrong, they don't, instead of thinking, you know, instead of, you know, apologizing, they say, well, I made a mistake. So what? It's not done in only in personal relationships, but those who are in public positions also do the same. You know, there are so many people who do, you know, judging and evil, and they don't feel guilty when they are doing this. And, you know, they are just, you know, justifying what they are doing. So it's not done only in personal relationships, but those who are in public positions also do the same, you know, even among the Christians, that there are many who easily judge and condemn others and criticize others. They don't even try to see the whole picture as to what really happened. They don't even know the situation of others. Furthermore, they don't judge with the word of God, but only with their own standards. So what is the good will of God then? James 4:12 says, there is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you who judge your neighbor? God tells us to judge our neighbor is evil. And we as creatures don't have right to judge others. Our God is the only judge. However, even though you know this fact, if you judge and condemn others, then you have become a God. Means you became so arrogant. Well, let me give you an example. You saw a church member went to a place. You saw it. Then what do you think about him? How can you do that? If you may have this negative thought about him, you already commit the sin of judging and condemning. Or you may wonder, why would he go into such a place? Then you change your thoughts and think that, you know, he must have a reason to do it. You have to change your thought right away. Well, it's better than having an evil thought and judging and condemning. But changing that thought into goodness means that even though it was little, you made the judgment. So it's not perfect yet. However, if you have spiritual love, you don't have evil thought at all. Even if you hear something that is not good, you don't accept it as it is. First, you think in the best way possible. Until you check what really happened, you don't judge or condemn any person. Until a truth is revealed, you don't commit the sin of judging or condemning. Well, the person in the example went into that place to visit members. And if you know this fact, then you will be so sorry for judging and condemning that man. Well, I visit many members, and I take care of souls, and I have experienced this kind of cases. There was a man with weak faith who doesn't come to Sunday service. Now, I heard that a district leader decided to visit him. Now, he works in karaoke. When I went there, I was with the other members, leaders. So even if people see me, then there are no people who could judge me. And usually we visit those members in the afternoon, right? So anyway, I went into the karaoke. And I remember this part, the senior pastor delivered the message. So I remember that when my member goes into a karaoke, then I should not judge or condemn others. Well, what if that person made obvious sin? Well, even in that case, you should not judge. If you have spiritual love, it is not right to say what is right or what is wrong. Well, when I heard this message, or before I came into spirit, I couldn't understand this part. Because I had such a strong self-righteousness framework. So when I heard it, I thought to myself, when something is right, then that is something that I should do. If it is not right, that is something that I shouldn't do. That's what I thought. It was more important to see what is right or what is wrong. When someone commits evil, when someone commits a sin, it is right thing to see whether it is right or wrong. But our shepherd said, it is not important to say whether he did it right or wrong. The more important thing is, what is more beneficial to that soul? No matter what happens, you have to wish that his soul will go prosperously and be loved by Father God. Even if he commits sin, instead of what kind of sin he commits and what he did wrong, you have to think Even though he committed sin, what is the best way to save their soul? That's more important thing. Well, once I prayed for it for a long time. Let's say someone is drowning. I found someone is drowning. It was, you know, very deep water.
Okay?
The one who is drowning is the one representing the man, you know, who is committing sin. Okay? Now, in that case, what happens to people? Since he's drowning, all you have, what you gotta do is you have to save that man, right? Because otherwise, the man would be drowned and die. The first thing you should do is save him. But I realized that I was not saving him. I was in a boat, and I looked at the man who was drowning, and I asked him, what did you do? There must be a reason that you were drowning. He was drowning, but more important thing was, to me was, why he was drowning. I was giving that, you know, question to that man. The truth saves people. But if I'm not in the truth, I cannot save people. That's what I thought when I was praying. I felt so sorry when I realized that. Even though we know the truth, it is not important whether he committed sin or not. The more important thing is how to save that man. How to help the man to turn back from the world and go to the arms of Father God. That's more important. Our shepherd mentioned about the letters of repentance, right? And he said he gave intercessory prayer for those people for their forgiveness. You know, so many people committed sin and wrote their letters of repentance. And while reading those letters, our shepherd prayed to save those people first instead of judging them. Proverbs 10:12 says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all transgressions. It does not mean that you have to cover their transgressions all the time. If you have perfect spiritual love, you naturally love even a person with many transgressions. If you reach this level, all people look lovely to you. Of course, the more perfect love becomes, it can not only cover the transgressions, but it can also help the other person to be able to repent. We should also be able to teach the truth and touch that person's heart so that he can go the right way and change himself. If you don't have any thought of judging or condemning others, we'll be happy with whomever we meet. Because everybody looks lovely, we will see their good points first. Even if they do something we cannot understand, we think there must be a reason he behaves like that, and we don't judge or condemn him. We rather rejoice and be glad with them. So I pray in the name of the Lord that you may all, you know, accomplish spiritual love quickly so that you can enjoy the happiness of kingdom of heaven every day. The third aspect is all the thoughts that are not in agreement with the will of God. And that is evil. Anything that is not in agreement with the will of God, according to the word of God, is evil.
You know,
hating someone or wanting something going wrong with that person, that's not it, okay? Well, not only having something evil thoughts about others, but also having any thought that does not agree with the will of God is evil thought. Then what is will of God? That is the word of God. The Bible in front of you, the 60 books of the Bible, is the word of God, and that is the will of God. Only the Word of God can be the absolute standard of goodness. Even morality and conscience have many things that are contrary to God's Word. You know, furthermore, some things are completely the opposite of God's word. You may think something is right. As time goes by, however, something you thought was good is not good anymore. So the word of God, the truth of God, is the only standard. And everything that is against the word of God is evil. Because when it is against the will of God, it is sin. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4 says, everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness. And sin is lawlessness. So something against the law of God is sin. According to the 66 books of the Bible, according to the commandments, no. Everything against the word of God is sin and evil. That's why church should point sin and evil of the congregation. There are many different kinds of sins. Grave sin, sin that leading to sin and leading to death, sin which can be forgiven after repentance. Churches should teach their congregation about them. You know, they teach about the condemnation, sin and evil. But there are churches who don't point sins of the congregation because they fear their members would leave that church. Well, let me explain about sin and evil in a little more detail. You have to pay more attention to what I'm saying. If you properly understand these spiritual concepts, it will help you to be sanctified.
모두 진리인 하나님의 말씀과 반대되는 비진리입니다.
Generally, sin and evil are both untruth, which is against the word of God, which is the truth. They are both darkness, the opposite of God, who is the light. But in more detail, they are different from each other. When someone committed sin, someone is evil. They are not perfectly equal because evil refers to attributes in your heart, which is against the attributes of God. However, when this evil is put into something action, that is sin. So evil is invisible, but sin is visible. To compare these two with a tree, evil is like the root that is in the ground and is not visible. And sin is like the branches, leaves, or fruits. A tree can exist only with its root. Likewise, sin is realized because of evil. But even though one has evil in his heart, it is not definite that he will commit sins. If he casts off sins to some extent, he will not commit any sin even though he has some evil in his heart. And if you understand the different levels of faith, you know what I'm saying. Okay? In the second level of faith, or the beginning of third level of faith, since they don't come in sin, they think they got no evil in their hearts. However, you should not let your guard off because you haven't got rid of evil that is the root of sin. At this stage, you may be satisfied in considering what you have accomplished to that extent. You shouldn't do that. Until you pull out the root, the sin may be practiced again. God is perfect, and He has no blemish or spot. So to resemble God, you should not be satisfied with the fact that you are not committing any sin. You have to make an effort to remove all evil. So to love God, to love your neighbors, you are practicing every law of God. Romans 13:10 says, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Now, if you love, you don't do wrong to a neighbor. You don't do wrong to anybody. And how can you do this? Because you love those people. Well, think about this. It's very simple. You love someone. You want to do evil to that man that you love? Can you? No, you will never do that. Now, by any mistake, can you do that? No. Even by mistake, you don't want to do that. You don't want to think of any evil about that man you love. Let's say, I love God, I love shepherd. If you love God, then you cannot do something the Father God hates. If you love shepherd, since shepherd is loved by Father God and he manifests the power of God, and if you love the shepherd, if you listen to the wrong rumors about the shepherd, you cannot, you know, you are not loving, you don't love shepherd. So if you enlarge this, the boundary of the neighbor, boundary of the man that you love, and if you love everybody you account, you come across, then you love everybody. So it is evil and lawlessness if you don't love people. Therefore, to check whether we are taking into account wrong suffering, we can think of how much love we have in us. To the extent that we love God and other souls, we will not take into account wrong suffering. Dear brothers and sisters, how can we cast off forms of evil then? Well, to love others, we have to get rid of evil. Let me tell you three things. First, we have to shut off evil things. Second, we have to hate evil. Third, we have to supply the word of God and power. First, we have to shut off in evil things. To cast off evil, you know, or shut off evil, we must not see, we must not hear, we must not speak, we must not act it. We shouldn't even think of evil things. Even though we are diligent, even though we do voluntary works, if we pile up evil, or if we accept evil and break down every goodness that we piled up, you know, we'll be so sorry, right? Evil is something against the will of God, you know. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16 says, "Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, it is not from the Father, but is from the world." Everything of the world is from the enemy devil and Satan. And this enemy devil and Satan deceive people and instigate people to stand against God. You know this example well. Black water versus clean water. Let's say there is a dirty water. If you pour in clean water into the dirty water, the dirty water will change into clean water. It will happen gradually. Our heart should be like this. So you are praying hard, right? However, if you put dirty water into that process, the water cannot be clean. In other words, as you pile up goodness, if you accept evil, then your heart cannot be clean. Your heart will remain dirty or evil. The more important thing is, the whole world is full of evil. If you take in the world, it means your heart will become evil so quickly. You saw the example on screen. Nowadays, it is dirtier than before. So to get rid of evil, we have to do goodness, and we have to shut ourselves off from the evil things. You know this very well, and you are making an effort. And if you want to do that, you have to make a decision. You should not go back to where you used to be. You have to always remember the grace that you received first, and you have to control yourself. And you have to make this decision again and again. On December 25, 2010, great chance of repentance was given to us. We saw the tears of the shepherd, and the members of the students decided to run New Jerusalem campaign. They wanted to cast off the world, and they made a great effort. One of them is to get rid of smartphones. You know well that, you know, smartphones have many features. Even though you've got no TVs at home, even though you got no computer at home, when you have a smartphone, you can take in the world easily. So there was a brother back then. He realized that he would not change as long as he possessed a smartphone. So he decided to, you know, get rid of that smartphone. Because, you know, he decided to become true Christian. Because he took the worldly things using that kind of, you know, using his smartphone. So he decided to break it. Otherwise, he would continue to take in the world. So what did he do? Well, he got a hammer to break it. And he realized that there was a picture of a shepherd. You know, he was so thankful to the shepherd who told him to go to the way of sanctification. Even though it was just a picture, he couldn't break the smartphone, which had the picture of the shepherd. So he erased those pictures first. And then he broke the smartphone with the hammer. Some people said, he didn't need to break the smartphone. It was expensive. He could have used it after he sold it. However, you know that smartphones are expensive. However, breaking that smartphone had something different meaning to that man. He had the hope to become perfectly changed after breaking that smartphone. After he made the decision, after he broke that expensive smartphone, he didn't change his mind. Well, sometimes we decide to not to commit sin. Or sometimes we find something that you don't want to get rid of. You know that, you know, it is something you have to get rid of, but you have a clinging attachment to it, so you don't want to get rid of it. But that brother was not like that. So he broke that smartphone. So, as a result, he didn't change his mind. He didn't went back to the world. He didn't stop praying. And he finally became a man of spirit. All glory be to God. So if you have this kind of desperate heart, you know, and you have to, when you come up with this kind of decision, then Father God will surely give you grace and help.
Now,
there is something that you should do. You should never think of evil thought. Sometimes you see some evil thing or hear something, then you should never try to remember it. We should never intentionally think of it or remember it. Furthermore, we should cast off even the thoughts that flash through our mind momentarily. You know, but since it is the fleshly thought, it might be difficult to control it in the beginning. What should you do then? As I said earlier, first, you have to control yourself to be shut off from those evil thoughts. Your thought cannot be controlled easily, but you can control what you see, what you hear, what you look. Okay? What you hear, as you make this kind of, effort, then you may be able to control your mind as well. And you should never join evil things. 2 John chapter 1, verses 1 and 11 says, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house, and do not give him a greeting. For the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds. It is that God is advising us to avoid evil and not accept it. It's because a man of flesh can be easily stained by evil. Men inherit sinful natures from their parents. Now, while living in this world, people come in contact with so many untruths. So based on this, sinful nature and untruths, a person develops his personal character or self.
악을행하지 않는 거 이것이 이상한 거 볼 수 있습니다. 학생들이 또 학교에서 지내다 보면 여러 가지
students, 친구들과 대화, in school have conversation with other students, right? And their friends are talking about some pop songs or worldly music. And when our students, don't know about them, those schoolmates say, you don't know these songs? These songs are so popular. Those songs, the lyrics are not good, but they take it natural to listen to those songs and watch those in the dramas. But our students don't see those, worldly things and listen those things and, hear those things, right? So we have to hate evil. It is very important. Psalm 97 verse 10 says, hate evil, you who love the Lord. If you passionately love someone, you will like what that person likes, and you will dislike what that person dislikes. Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. If you fear God, you will hate evil. This way you can get rid of evil. You hate evil that Father God hates, right? If you hate evil, you can quickly cast it off. But without knowing it, you may like evil. When did I do that? When did I love evil? I tried so hard to get rid of temper and adulterous mind. Well, listen, those people in the spiritual flow of spirit, they say, I hate evil. I hate sin. I want to get rid of it. Well, here, there is something you should not miss. Even if you have some bad feeling about the sinful nature, it does not mean that you hate evil. When you think of evil, you gotta have this kind of feeling. I mean, first you have to see what kind of feeling you got about evil. Here's an example. Say there is one who got angry easily, who got so angry and burst into anger when people are not accepting his idea, and he quarrels. And he says, I feel good when I burst into anger. They feel refreshed after they burst into anger. Otherwise, if they suppress their anger, they couldn't feel good. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, you don't do it anymore, right? But think of your past. You want to burst into anger to relieve you from stress. You used to do that. You used to have that kind of thought before, but not all of you. But many of you had that kind of thought before. But you don't do it anymore, right? You know that it is wrong. When you do evil, the sinful attribute called anger is provided strength, and it controls your mind, and you will feel uneasy. Whenever you try to suppress that anger, once you burst into anger, one by one, then you cannot even control yourself. Now, when you say, I am relieved and I am refreshed when I burst into anger, it means that person does not hate evil. He rather loves evil. Since he thinks that he feels refreshed when he bursts into anger, it is difficult for him to get rid of anger. What should he do then? He should hate anger first. Instead of feeling refreshed, he should realize that he made life of others miserable. You know, when I got angry, my wife and my children got so scared. I am so ashamed. I'm so, you know, so shameful to burst into anger before my family. You know, they feared me, they scared me. You know, that anger revealed my sinful nature to them. I'm so sorry. Well, you cannot think like this just once. Whenever you are suppressing your anger, you have to think like this and pray for it. When you do this, one day you will realize that, you know, getting angry is so shameful. Then it is the moment that you hate evil. It is so important to change your feeling about sin and evil, because it is easy to get rid of what you hate. Instead of feeling good when you do evil, you have to realize that it is so shameful to do that evil. Say, when you have adulterous mind, what should you do to get rid of it? Let's say, you feel good when you think of opposite sex. Then you cannot get rid of adulterous mind. You have to realize that when you have that adulterous mind, it is so shameful before Father God. You have to have that kind of feeling and change yourself. You know, there was a man who wanted to get rid of this kind of adulterous mind. You know, there were so many criminals related to this kind of adulterous mind. There are some people who do evil things against some fragile children. And people got surprised. Then you have to realize that adulterous mind in your heart is the same with the adulterous mind of the person who committed such a grave sin. It is the same sinful nature. His heart is like your heart, since you share the same adulterous mind. You gotta have this kind of feeling to get rid of that adulterous mind. Our shepherd compares sin and evil to an excrement. You know, you like something in a bad, you know, if you have dirt on your shirt or dress, you wanna wash it off right away, right? This is the way you hate evil. When the flies, you know, sits on your food, you hate it, right? You don't want it to happen. You try to not to eat that food. You have to have a feeling that evil is much dirtier than that. That is to hate evil. When you feel like that, you can get rid of sin and evil so easily. If you don't change this kind of feeling, how can you get rid of evil and sin? So only when you hate evil like this can you get rid of evil. If you don't do like this, you can take in evil anytime. When you have a spiritual conversation, you don't do evil. But when you go to worldly meeting, you cannot control yourself, and you do the same thing that worldly people do. So when you hate evil, wherever you go, you have to control yourself and set guard against evil. We are created after the image of God, so we should hate evil. There is another reason to hate evil, because evil are so useless. Proverbs 22:8 says, "He who sows iniquity will reap vanity." The result of evil is disaster. You may have some disasters or misfortune. Sickness may come to you or your children. You may have peace broken in your family because you sow iniquity and you reap vanity and iniquity. Worldly people do not know this law, so they do many evil. They take it normal to take revenge on those people who did evil to them. And they got jealous and envious about those people who are more praised than them. Even though they say they are Christians, they pile up those evil thoughts. However, we know that when we do evil, things are not going prosperously. And when we repent and stop doing evil and receive the prayer, then those evil things, don't come to us. Since we know the truth, we know that getting rid of evil is to receive blessing, right? And to be protected from all kinds of disasters and accidents. Who is wiser? Who does evil? Or who understands what evil is and gets rid of evil? Who is wiser? You want to be wiser. Now, third, in order to cast away a form of evil, we have to do things in provision all the time. They are the Word of God and prayer. Without Word of God and prayer, our soul cannot be prosperous, and we cannot be reborn. When we meditate on the Word of God day and night, we can drive away evil thoughts and have spiritual and good thoughts. And we can understand the methods as to what kind of act is act of true love. And as we pray, we meditate on the Word even more deeply so that we can realize the evil in our words and deeds. When we pray fervently with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can rule over and cast off evil in our heart. I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you may quickly cast off evil with the Word of God and prayer so that your thoughts and words will be full of only love. Let me conclude this message. I delivered the message about spiritual love, which does not take into account a wrong suffered. Evil thoughts are like this. Your thought that you want something to go wrong with other people. The second is the thought of judging others and condemning others. And third is all the thoughts that are not in agreement with the will of God. And when you don't want to have these evil thoughts, you have to get rid of evil from your heart. In order to get rid of every form of evil from your heart, first is to shut off evil, the second is to hate evil, and the third is to supply the Word of God and prayer. Most of all, if you do love God, you will do only things that can please Father God. That we will keep all the commandments of Father God. What kinds of problems do you have in your life? After all, the key to solve all problems is love. Since you love Father God, you can keep His word from the depths of your heart. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may be nearer to God day by day and to the peace and blessing that God of love is giving to you all the time. Let's think of the message and pray.
아버지 하나님 감사합니다. 사랑은 악한 것을 생각지 아니한다고 말씀해 주셨고 아버지 그리고 이와 같이 우리에게 말씀만 하신 것이 아니라 버릴 수 있도록 지켜갈 수 있도록 이와 같이 변화될 수 있도록 날마다 능력과 은혜를 더해 주심도 감사를 드립니다. 이와 같은 사랑이 우리 마음에 가득하게 하시고 아버지는 기뻐하시는 일들만 날마다 행해 나갈 수 있게 도와주시며 정령이 이와 같이 악을 미워하되 정령의 느낌에서부터 완전히 미워하여서 변화되고 정령 영으로 온영으로도 나아지는 귀한 성도님들이 될 수 있도록 도우시고 역사하여 주옵소서. 감사하옵고 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father, God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and on GCN TV and branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away all negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. And heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all kinds of inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, lead. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerve tissues and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, ruler of the air and evil forces of darkness, go away, and their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them. Let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings from Father God. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.